Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 135 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Dodge, and they have a brand new Challenger drag pack factory production car that is ready to tear up any drag strip you're going to take it to. Now, drag racing and muscle cars kind of go hand in hand. Ford, Dodge, and Chevrolet have always been competitors in every way, shape, or form. Production cars, track cars, drag strip, probably the most known one and most famous one. But they all have a drag racing variant of their cars. Chevrolet has one of the Camaro. Ford has one of the Mustang. And Dodge, of course, has one for the Challenger. And for today's episode, we are talking about the Challenger. As Dodge recently created and unveiled at this year's 2019 SEMA Auto Show, the fourth generation Challenger drag pack. Now, this thing is mysterious as much as we know it'll be an absolute beast, because Dodge is only going to make 50 units of the Challenger drag pack. Only 50 of these Challenger drag packs are going to be made. Now, they are already NHRA certified to be an estimated 7.5 seconds at the quarter mile. This insane performance is going to come to you from a 354 cubic inch V8 that is supercharged. Now, the mysterious part is Dodge has released some specifications of it, but has also left a lot behind the scenes. Like, we don't know any performance figures. Dodge has not officially released performance figures, horsepower, torque, quarter mile times, top speed, etc., so forth. There's estimates out there. Like, I've seen people throw out numbers of 1,100 horsepower, 1,200 horsepower, 1,150 horsepower. But from what I've seen and everything I've looked up, I have not seen actual figures released from Dodge. Of course, when they release that, we'll talk about that. But the only real thing we do know is the type of engine it is, a supercharged, and that is an estimated time from NHRA of 7.5 seconds on the quarter mile. And if you don't know how fast that is, it literally feels like someone shoved you in your driver's seat and is holding you there the entire time and you can't move. That's how much torque and how fast you're actually going. From an engineering and a drag racing standpoint, car is actually beautifully put together. Of course, it has a certified roll cage by NHRA. It's got solid rear axle developed from Strange Engineering. It's got a four-link wishbone suspension setup. It's got black weld racing wheels that are equipped with 30-inch Mickey Thompson drag radials. I personally, when I used to drag race all the time, I had a 2014 5.0 Mustang, and I had Mickey Thompsons on there. And I definitely know the brand, and I absolutely love the tires. I used them myself. It's got a quick shift manual shifter that's connected to a three-speed drag racing transmission. And one thing, my favorite part of the setup, it's got a RacePack SmartWare PCM. PCM stands for Power Control Module, for those that don't know. Now, why is this PCM pretty cool? And why is it so important in regards to this Challenger drag pack? Well, it's unlocked and it's fully functional. So what does that mean? Well, one, because it's unlocked, that will allow anybody that's going to be using this car to diagnose it instantly without having to do anything else in relates to computer systems. They can do it quickly if there's a problem, and because they're not going to have to worry about anything electrical, they can do it safely as well. So having an unlocked and fully functional power control module allows you to diagnose quickly and safely. Also, at the same time, because it's unlocked, you, as a tuner, what you can do is disable any system in the car that you think might be hindering performance. So you can literally tune and trip this PCM, which is going to control the entire car. So if you think there's anything in it that's going to hinder performance and suck up power, you can disable that. So that way you can harness as much power, every inch, every centimeter of power this engine is going to give you, as much as you can. And having an unlocked power control module will assist you in doing that with this car. Now, other details in regards to the new Challenger drag pack. It is set up to compete in the 2020 NHRA Production Car Showdown, where, of course, you're going to see Ford with their Mustang there, and then Chevrolet with their version of the Camaro there as well, both drag racing. And again, this is the fourth generation of this Challenger drag pack, and production is set to begin early 2021. Still a little bit away, but it's out there. Now, the last Challenger drag pack came in at a price point of around $110,000. So it would be safe to say this one might be a little bit more expensive, if not the same. So that's something to kind of keep your head around if you are, by chance, listening to this podcast and you are interested in getting a Challenger drag pack. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually excited for this race. I love the competition between Dodge, Chevrolet, and Ford. If you're familiar with this podcast and you listen to it, you know I'm more of a Ford guy myself, but I absolutely respect and love all competition because that makes everybody better. That's absolutely what it does. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 135, talking about the brand new Challenger drag pack from Dodge. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well and just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on as well. Bless your heart. Thank you so much if you're already watching on YouTube. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Also, don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. You want your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car brand? www.tog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to check out episode 136. We're going to be talking about Hennessy and how they have created a brand new Camaro that will be joining The Exorcist. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.